Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics, such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a discussion topic prepared for this evening. If anyone has a technical question or discussion topic that they would like to bring to the net, please call now.
KF4TEK, this is KO4VNZ. I would like to spend just a few minutes pitching the great pumpkin ride. Over.
All right, KO4VNZ, yes. During the news and announcement section, we will absolutely give you a slot to talk about the great pumpkin ride. So, noted. If anyone has a topic that they would like to discuss this evening, please call now.
W4VFW.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. The name is Rob. I'm in Irwin, Tennessee. And I want a little bit of info on hooking up an amplifier, which I've never had in 54 years of being a licensed ham. I seem to be having an argument with another friend of mine who's also a ham. And I'm just wondering, does the antenna go into the amplifier before any other equipment and then just down the chain? Someone might answer that for me because I get confused and I'm also dyslexic. Over.
Okay, Rob from Irwin, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us this evening. Rob asks, when hooking up an amplifier, does the antenna go into the amp before any other equipment? Or not, I suppose, is the corollary to that. I know there are many folks out there who run amplifiers of different types. Rob, I'm going to assume that this is an HF amplifier. Would you like to clarify what kind of amplifier it is? And if you know the name and model, maybe someone can even provide some more specific information. Over.
Well, the rigs are an FT990 and an FT991. The amp is an FL7000. It's Yaesu's entry-level solid-state amp. I guess it's the first solid-state amp they put out. I also have an FL2100 Zulu, which I use as a backup. Over.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected to W4VA.
Roger that. Looks like I forgot to turn those off, so I'll do that in a few minutes. Roger, Rob. I will let folks who have amplifiers speak to that topic when comments come around. But thank you very much for your question. I'm pretty sure that we can get you taken care of tonight. All right, let us do our news and announcements before we have a round of check-ins. Number one on our news and announcement list, we have KO4VNZ with a helpful public service announcement about the Great Pumpkin Ride. Go ahead, sir.
KF4TEK, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Thanks for taking the net. I just wanted to remind everyone that we have the Great Pumpkin Ride coming up this Saturday. For people who like to wait to the very last minute to sign up, this is the last minute. Right now we have at least one person covering every event location, but I would very much like to have a backup person. I myself will be covering the start-finish line, and since I'm, this will be the first time I've run the network since I left the Navy some 30 years ago, it'd be nice to have someone that has some additional net control experience there with me. And I would also like someone, you know, there with me in case my equipment should fail, because my entire shack consists of this 5-watt HT. And I'll bring it and maybe an extra battery, but it'd be comforting to have a second body there just to provide moral support. I can't help thinking that some of the other people that'll be covering the other sites would like that too. Information is on the club's IO, and if you can't find it, you can just give me a call and I can put you in there if you don't have access to the club's IO site. Again, I just encourage everyone, if you're new to this, and I'm very new to this, since I only got my license back last December, I haven't even been a club member for a year yet. I think it's a great opportunity to get out and practice and all. So I encourage everyone that has any interest at all to sign up and participate in the Great Pumpkin Ride. I've been told they're expecting about 1,000 bike riders. These are cyclists that are going to be pedaling one of three courses, the longest one being 64 miles. And so basically we're providing communications. We're providing communications between the rest stops and the start and finish line to coordinate sag wagons that will go out and patrol for bikers that have broken down and need assistance, and to coordinate traffic with the county sheriff's office. So here's a chance to practice your community communication services and all. Again, just sign up. So I guess that's all I have to say. This is KO4VNZ.net.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much for that. If anybody can help Chuck out this coming Saturday, definitely check out the webpage and the links that have been sent out to the group's IO. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net. And I'm going to have a round of check-ins. So if you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
And 7IVV with another couple announcements.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
K2PI.
4, Golf Victor Hotel. K4GV8, Robert. We'll wait.
KO4RBW, no comment.
KN4SPL, no comment.
KN4MLX, in and out.
Kilo Yankee 4, Oscar Papa.
In and out.
Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
All right, let's take a break there. I know I've got at least one double that I didn't recover, so listen carefully. If I do not list your call, please call again in a moment. I did copy K1HTV and 7IVV with some more announcements. Sorry, Brad, I'll get back to you shortly on those. KO4WYX. K2PI, K4GVH, KO4RBW, no comment, KN4SPL, no comment, KN4MLX, no comment, KY4OP, a station that I did not recover with no comment, WB7RAV, no comment, and WDAQCN. All right, anyone else who would like to check in this evening, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu, Bob, Indian Hen Rowan. No traffic, no comment.
KX4O, no comment.
All right, fine business. Picked up Bob, KB3ARZ, and KX4O. No comments all around. All right. Let's go back to our announcements from N7IVV. Go ahead, sir.
K4TEQ in the net, N7IVV. Thanks, Mike. First of all, next week, of course, you know, this coming Saturday is the Great Pumpkin Ride, but then next week, on Sunday, the 30th, is another fox hunt. And I haven't heard the exact start time, but I know it will be sometime between 9 and 10. At least that was the last one that I had heard. I guess we need to get something posted up on groups.io. So, either of the people I think they're involved in that. So, we'll follow up on that. But anyway, keep that on your calendar if you're a fox hunter. Second is kind of a plea or a request. After the K4B special event station with the Cold War Museum, we've got some QSLs that we want to get out to people. And what we decided to do, it would be easiest all the way around, was to simply send everybody that participated that has an email address posted on their profile at QRZ, to simply send them a certificate via email, a PDF certificate. So what I've done is I have K2PI compiled all the logs that everybody submitted. He sent that to me. I went through and created a Word document with modified the QSL card that the KK4GG had actually configured as a regular card, made it into a mail merge document, and so now what I would like to request is if anybody has any experience doing mail merge, let me back up and say, I can do this. I'd rather have somebody else have some fun with this. It needs to be merged and emailed, and you know, the merging part in the separate documents is easy enough. I'm hoping that there's an easy way to have it simply flash each one out to an email as it gets through it, but that may not be possible. There's only, I don't know, 350 or something. I think we have a total of 403 contacts or something like that, of which only some, you know, a major percentage, but only some had email addresses. So if you're willing and able to do that, please give me a holler, email or what have you, or mention it here. That would be great. I guess back to you, Mike. You can skip over me for comments. This is I'll just listen out tonight. Thanks, N7IBB.
All right, Brad. Awesome. Thank you. Regarding the fox hunt date, was that Sunday the 30th?
That's correct.
All right. Somewhere out there, Gil's ears are burning. Super, this is KF4TEK for the Forest Internet Technical Services Net. Our question this evening comes courtesy of Rob W4VFW from Irwin, Tennessee, saying, hey, does the antenna go directly into an amplifier, or should it go into something else first? And, of course, I think the answer is probably it depends, but we'll get some perspective from people who really do these things. And we'll start with Rich. Rich, as an aside, I have an envelope for you sitting on my desk here still because I'm a horrible person and I will get you your check and I apologize. But that aside, how are you doing this evening, K1HTV?
Hi, KF4TEK in the net, K1HTV. First, thanks for doing the net. And hello to everybody. In answer to Rob, W4VFW, I downloaded the manual. Look on page 4 and 5. It shows you pictures of how to connect it. Basically, there's at the back of the amplifier on the left side, there's a UHF connector, a SO239, which says ANT, and that's where the antenna goes. There's another one to the right of that. On the right side, this is input, and that's where the transceiver goes. So transceiver goes to input, antenna goes to ANT. That's what it says. So that's the way it's hooked up. Now, as far as other connections, there's probably some cabling. I saw it look like some other cabling that goes between the radio and the amplifier for control. So really simple, straightforward, should work okay. As far as operating, 6 meters has been open for about 2.5 hours from 5:30 till just about a few minutes after 8 o'clock. The band is open to South America on 6 meters. Worked 6 Argentina stations, 4 in Uruguay, and 5 in Brazil, and I see the Brazilian stations and the Argentina stations are working Japan right now on 6 meters. So interesting evening. Even though the solar flux is well down from its peak of 160 earlier in a couple of weeks ago, it's definitely gone down a bit. But the TEP is coming in quite nicely, trans-equatorial propagation.
Contact.
Okay, I guess Rob wants to put in some information, maybe further question. As far as the other HF operations, D60AE has been on. Worked him on 10-meter FM, of all places. He was on 20.370, working split, listening on 29.400, and after about 10 minutes of calling for the Europeans, was able to work him on FM. Very unusual contact. The Comoros Islands, which is between Madagascar and the mainland of Africa. So that was an interesting contact. TY0RU has been on from the country of Benin. Quite active, worked him on a number of bands, and also stations from French Polynesia was on FO/F6BCW on 12-meter CW and 12-meter and 10-meter CW. Worked him on the two bands. A lot of stations on 10-meter FT4. Best DX so far today was 3V8 CW Mauritius over in the Indian Ocean. So very good propagation on the HF bands and on 6 meters. That's it for now. And back to Nick. This is K1HTV.
All right, thank you very much, Rich. W4VFW, Rob, did you have a follow-on question for Rich?
Yes, I did, and I don't want to appear stupid, but maybe I am. Rich, I understand that was my suspicion that the antenna goes into the amp first, but what about my chain? What about the tuner? And the watt meter, would I put them in line before the transceiver? Over.
K1HTV. The SWR bridge you want to put right, probably right after, between the antenna and the ant input. Between antenna, coax cable goes into the SWR bridge. The bridge goes into the ANT input on the amplifier. As far as the tuner, I hope it's a high-power tuner. And if it is, it has to, and it's you're looking into a device, looking into an antenna which is not necessarily 50 ohms on all the bands. You want to put that right before the amplifier, between the SWR bridge and the amp. Well, no, you want to do it the other way. You want the tuner to, if it doesn't have its own bridge, you want the tuner right next to the antenna. The coax goes into the tuner. Tuner goes into the bridge, so as you tune the tuner, you'll see the impedance changing on the bridge and hopefully reflect a one-to-one SWR, which will make the amplifier happy. Hopefully that'll answer that. Check on the, read the manual. A lot of that's in the manual. back to net control, K1HTV.
All right, thanks very much, Rich, and Rob. Hope that makes sense. I'll mention that if the amp has a built-in tuner, you may still want to use an external high-power tuner if the antenna you are using exceeds the capability of the amp's internal tuner to match. So that can get a little more complicated, and I see now why you're asking those questions. But hopefully that helps, and if not, we will pick you up again as we go through the net. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. Let's move on to KO4WIX.
This is KO4WIX. Good evening to all. I don't have any comments on the topic because I haven't played with amps yet. That's down the road. But I did this week get to play a little QRP with my Zygu X6100. I actually took it with me to work this week. On my lunch break, I decided to set up and see what I could do and do a little FT8. And it was fun to use it. I haven't used it very much since I got it. And it was a good time, so I'll probably do that a few more times here and there on my lunch break, so no one can yell at me for not getting my job done. But that's what I've got going on radio-wise. This is KL4WYX, back to Matt.
All right, very good. Thanks for that. And not sure, you might be running FT8, but if so, you've got some hum on your signal periodically, maybe caused by that. All right, we're moving on to K2PI.
Okay, it's 4TEK in the net from K2PI. Good evening to everyone. And thanks for running the net tonight. Regarding that amplifier, I mean, I think it's, as Rich described, I mean, you can look in the manual, but it's basically the radio output, right, to the amplifier input, and the amp output to your tuner input, and then your tuner output to the antenna. If you've got a meter, you've got to put it in between your tuner and, sorry, your amplifier and the antenna, so you can tune that out, but you do need to do those things. If you don't have a high-powered tuner, you're already in trouble. Anytime you run an amp, you don't want that thing flat into the antenna and tune up the radio before it. So you've got to have a high power tuner to do that. This weekend got on the air a little bit. Two QSO parties. There was the Indiana QSO party, which is still on tonight, I believe, as well as what was the other QSO party I was involved in? I've already forgotten. I'm sorry. There's so many of them. But I played around with that a little bit. Worked some DX. Got on the air and played around with a few things and did some work here in the shack. So a little bit of a busy weekend, rearranging things and just generally enjoying myself with the family. Back to net, KF4TEK in the net from K2TI.
All right, Rob, thank you very much. Jeez, Parth, thank you very much for that. I'm already reading the next line. All right, so... The next line is Robert, K4GVH. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the net around the usual time. You're doing a great job. I don't know your name, but sure it's good to hear everyone on the spare net tonight. Well, I'm going to have some good news here pretty soon. Hopefully I'll get my Kenwood back pretty soon and have it at my dad's and be able to get on the HF bands when I do get it back, because Rich said Mark said the board arrived yesterday. So he's supposed to let me know some more good news about getting my Kenwood back and getting a new board in it and a new battery. So the old board can't be repaired. Poor Mark tried to clean it up, but it didn't work out too well. And he put a battery in the thing just to see if it would work, and it drained it. So we got the new board ready to put in the radio and get it back programmed again. They're not going to bring it back right away, but he can bring it back a little bit later on when he thinks it'll be workable and hopefully it'll be continuing to work and won't kill the battery. Other than that, we'd be doing pretty well, and hope you all have a good weekend that's left of it. Good to hear everyone on the net. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and hopefully I can make it to the next meeting when I do have it. K4GVH and 73. Have a blessed night.
All right, very good. Sounds good, Robert, and well, you're looking forward to that. Thanks for joining us. All right, we've got a group of folks here who are no comment. Let's talk to KY40P. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KY40P. Doing well tonight. Actually out in the 4-H trailer, getting ready for school club roundup this week. We'll be on the air with the N4-H KZ call sign and running in the evenings, like after 5 to 9 time frame. So school club roundup, but we'll be kind of doing the after school crowd and hopefully catching some of the East Coast schools, but we'll be working 20 and 40 primarily, with options to go up to 80 and or down to 80 and up to 10, and possibly 2 meters as well. But 2 meters will be on 146.550, since national calling frequency is prohibited for this this contest. So if you hear us, hear any of the kids, feel free to call back. But that's been the bulk of my time has been getting ready for that. So with that, I'll go ahead and give it back over to Net Control. This is KY4OP.
All right. Trailer sounds awesome. Have you S8 on reverse here in New Baltimore on Baldwin Ridge. So hope you guys have a great, great event. All righty. We're up to WD8QCN. How are you doing?
4TEK in the net, WD8QCN, even Mike, and thanks for taking it tonight. Doing okay here, kind of getting over a nasty head cold I had here all week. Just about broken up. Started the new job here 2 weeks ago,
and kind of getting used to things over there. Let's see, as far as Rob's rig question, kind of agree, rig, amp, SWR meter, tuner, antenna. Make sure the SWR meter and the tuner can handle the power. You definitely want to tune up with the rig before you kick the amp on so you don't fry anything. But that's about it here. Been chasing little DX, worked that station in Benin, a couple others this week. Trying to chase down that D60 before he goes off the air. And that's about it. Back to net. KF4TEK, WD8QCN.
Contact.
All right, very good. That is the bottom of my list, so it's a great time to go check in with Rob again, W4VFW. How are you feeling about your question this evening? Go ahead.
The last gentleman, I'd like to hear that again, if I could. I'm sorry I didn't get your call sign. I'm Rob, W4VFW. So if you would just repeat what you said, I got it. I think.
Let's see.
Roger that, Rob. Yeah, we spoke last night. This is Steve, WD8QCN. And, I was saying pretty much what everyone else is saying here, rig, then the amplifier, then the SWR meter, then your tuner, then your antenna. That's assuming, of course, the tuner doesn't have a built-in SWR meter, in which case you could skip that one. But rig, amp, SWR, tuner, and then the antenna. And, again, you want to make sure that the SWR meter and the tuner can handle the high power output from the amplifier, whatever that amp is rated at. And definitely tune up the your tuner, get your SWR set with the radio and the amplifier in standby before you kick that amp on. You want to have it tuned first so you don't pop a tube or anything there, or a transistor, as the case may be. Back to net, WD8QCN.
K1HTV with additional information.
All right, Rob, I'm going to give it to Rich, K1HTV, and then I'll give it back to you, and we'll get this all sorted out. So K1HTV, go ahead.
All right, this is K1HTV. Some additional information. The FL7000 has an internal antenna tuning unit. It'll tune 3-to-1 SWR down to 1-to-1. So if you have a 3-to-1 SWR on the bridge, the internal antenna tuner will accommodate that and bring it down to 1-to-1, or match down to 1-to-1. If you do not have an antenna, an external antenna tuner, and your antenna and your SWR is, say, 2-to-1, it will reduce the power by 3 dB. It automatically will try to protect itself. If it tries to find a match and it is not able to bring the SWR to 1.2-to-1 or better, a protective circuit will come on. It'll cause the amplifier stage to be bypassed, and you get a warning LED on it. It'll be lit. So basically, the antenna tuner inside will work with your antenna. If it's 3-to-1 or better SWR, you won't need an external tuner. If you have an antenna that really has a much higher SWR on some of the bands, you will need yet another antenna tuner. And as suggested, you'd want to tune that up with the amplifier off and just do the reduce the small amount of power from the transceiver to adjust your manual tuner, or maybe you have another automatic tuner between the antenna and the SWR bridge. Hopefully that clarifies it. It's all in the manual. Read the manual. RTFM, read the fine manual. It's all in there, Rob. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right. Thank you, Rich. W4VFW, Rob, go ahead.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you to the other gentlemen. That's what it's going to be. I believe I've got it down. It bothered me when I bought the amp that I haven't hooked it up yet. I do have a high-powered tuner, automatic tuner, and an SWR bridge that will handle 1,500 watts. So I'm in good shape there. Thank you, gentlemen. It was very valuable, and I appreciate it. Robin Irwin, W4VFW.
All right, very good. Glad we were able to help out. It's only 8:30, so we'll take one round of rechecks and new checks. If you have something to add or you would like to join us for the first time this evening, now is a fine time to do that. Go ahead and call.
This is
K
KB4CFP using Echolink.
All right, I got KO4DUX, and I also got an Echolink station. Will the Echolink station please come again?
Yeah, I'm coming to the net late. The call is KB4CFP, handles Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf, out of Spotsylvania.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you for joining. Time is of little consequence, so Greg, appreciate your stopping by. We'll take, wrote these down in this order. So we'll go KO4DUX, and then we'll come around. So KO4DUX, how are you doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good there. Thanks for running the net. I'm a first-time check-in here. I'm up in, my name is John. I'm up in Ashburn, Virginia. But I'm currently down here at the Weston Wildlife Management Area on a camp out, waiting for the rain to come in here. So I've been listening to you, and I really do appreciate joining in there. This is KO4DUX.
All right, excellent, John. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Roger, first time check-in. Got my little note here with a gold star next to you, and I hope you're enjoying the weather, such as it is. And thank you again for stopping by. All right, KB4. I wrote down Charlie Sierra Papa, so if that's wrong, Greg, just let me know. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, the call is Kilo Bravo 4, Chocolate Fried Potatoes. Anyway, I don't know whether, is there a particular topic that that we're talking about, or can I just blurt out anything?
Sure, you're always welcome to blurt out anything. The topic tonight came from W4VFW, Rob in Irwin, Tennessee, about the details of how to hook up an amplifier and where it goes with respect to other common ancillary equipment such as antenna tuners, SWR meters, and so forth.
Okay, unfortunately, I have nothing to add on that particular topic. Although the Kara, I came to your meeting once a couple weeks ago, and Kara's got a meeting coming up here on Monday for anybody that's local. And Mike Moore, their EC, is planning to talk about give a presentation on Aries, so I want to extend that invitation to anybody that that might be interested, and I plan to go to either jog your memory or to announce I'm also the assistant DEC for District 2.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much for that reminder, and I'm sure folks have noted it, if they're interested. Anything else you'd like to bring to the net?
No, that's it. Like I said, I was doing something else and realized that the net was going on, and I'm away from the radio room and too lazy to get up out of the recliner and make my way over to the radio, remembering that there was Echolink. So I checked in through that. I'll continue to monitor until either the end of the net or Echolink kicks me off. KB4CFP.
Okay. Well, you won't have to wait long on either case because I'm pretty sure we're going to call it here. So just going to say this is KF4TEK for the FireNet, and I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can also send an email, faranet@w4va.org. 1 second. Brilliant. This is KF4TEK, closing the FARANET and returning your repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and have a good evening.
Kilo, Bravo, 4, Charlie, Foxtrot, Papa, disconnected.
K1HTV, W4VFW. W4VFW listening.